Good morning, Aurel. Today is Thursday, 8th of August, and right now it's clear, 28 degrees Celsius, and the weather forecast for today predicts clear in the morning, then mostly cloudy, with temperatures ranging from low of 28 to high of 33, with a heat index on 37 degrees Celsius. It would be breezy again with winds from southwest at 15 to 20 kilometers per hour. Later on, we can expect partly cloudy with thunderstorms, then the chance of a thunderstorms and rain after midnight. Winds from the south at 15 to 20 kilometers per hour, shifting to the west-southwest after midnight. Chance of a rain is on 80%, with rainfall amounts near 6.7 millimeters possible. Morning humidity was on 67 and will drop on 56% by noon. Moon is still new, illuminated on 1%. As the Sri Aurobindo birthday is few days away, and summer holidays are just a distant memory, cities getting back to life, so let's start with cultural events for this weekend. On Saturday at 8 p.m. at the Sri Aurobindo Auditorium in Bharat Niva's Pavilion of Indian Culture in International Zone, we are invited to the Spirit of Frida, a dance by Kalpana Raghuraman. On Saturday at 4:30 p.m. at Unity Pavilion in International Zone, the community is invited by Pavilion of Italian Culture to an inauguration of painting exhibition Anna Maria, 35 Years of Auroville. At the occasion, Carla on voice and Pushkar on keyboard will offer a musical presentation, Ari Antike. On Monday, 12th of August, at 8 p.m. at the Ashram Theatre, Pandit Kumar Mardur, vocalist of Kirana Garanra, sings for us. On Wednesday, 14th, of August at 7:45 p.m. at Pitanga, Monica Modi will share with us a poetry evening with poems of love and travel. Monica Modi's first book, Kala Pani, is out soon from 1913 Press. She has published 3 chapbooks of poetry plus cross-gender experiments, and her writing has recently appeared in the Harper's Collins Book of English Poetry, I Art Istas, the Poetry, Pirta and Northeast Review, among other places. She lives in San Francisco. On Tuesday, 13 of August, and on Wednesday, 14 of August, between 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., and between 4:30 p.m. to 6:30 p.m. at Sakar in Pondicherry, we are invited to a Sakar's offering at the occasion of centenary year of the mother's first arrival. I have seen the mother. Where Ashram and Auroville devotees recount the mother's guidance in their day to life. Sakar is located on number 39, Panyar Street, Vatikupam in Pondicherry. On 15 of August at the Matri Mandir Amphitheatre will be a collective meditation with Downfire, and the fire will be lit at 5:15. Recording of text written by Sri Aurobindo titled Sri Aurobindo's Teaching will be read, and we should keep in mind that Sri Aurobindo refers himself in his writing in the third person. Enters from the second banyan gate only, and gates open at 4:30 a.m. Visitors are requested to either carry their aura card or collect personally free tokens available at the visitor center upstairs on 13 and 14 August between 3 to 5 p.m. On Saturday at 4 p.m. at the Multimedia Center, we can listen to a presentation from house to home building for dignified living. The summer school from house to home building for dignified living is a 3-week learning program for students of architecture, design, environment and engineering. This program is an initiative using Auroville and its outstanding experience in human unity and sustainable living as a platform for learning and personal growth of students from around the world. The program is based on an approach that nurtures hands, skill, head, competencies and heart inner capacities of students. In the last 3 weeks, students design and build a small voluntary accommodation at Sacred Grove site near Aurodham. Besides teaching technical competencies and skill, participants explore questions such as how can the technology we use serve the people and the planet? What should our highest quality of life be? What can I contribute? The 22 participants and the organizers of the summer school invite the Auroville community for a presentation of their efforts and accomplishments. And at the recent visit of advisory group of Lavenir d'Auroville Town Development Council, TAG, Lavenir organized presentation by Jill Bolicot and Suhasini of the work they have been commissioned by Lavenir TDC to do. Jill's presentation was on water, while Suhasini was on the land use plan. Together, these two excellent presentations seem to point a new way for the planning of Auroville. There was also a workshop on community participation that was conducted by Dr. KT, a TAG member. It is very important for the community to understand and engage with the implications of water and land use for our future in Oroville. Both Jill and Suhasini have agreed to present their work to the community. The presentation will take place on Tuesday, 13th of August, from 3:45 to 6 p.m. at Multimedia Auditorium in Cinema Paradiso. First, Jill will present on water for 45 minutes, followed would be 15 minutes of questions, and then Suhasini will present on the land use plan for 45 minutes, again with a question series of 15 minutes, and we will have 15 to 20 minutes more for questions to them both and brainstorming regarding follow-up. Oroville Security call for volunteers because in the light of the recent increase in harassments, robberies and thefts in Oroville, Oroville Security is appealing to the community for 20 young people, with bikes preferably, to sign up for a month-long patrolling duty in Oroville. You can volunteer your time during the day or at night. They're asking you to mail them at oursecurity@oroville.org or you can pass by their office in Town Hall on the first floor and give them your contact details and availability. This year, the Oroville Film Festival has three screening venues, and all films made by Orovillians will be scheduled twice at different times to enable a convenient viewing. The deadline for submission is August 15. To make a submission, please visit www.orovillefilmfestival.org. And here's an appeal from the Working Committee to all units, services, activities and individuals regarding the Village Development Account 251-470. We should all keep in our minds that this is the Temple Festival time. The Working Committee would like to remind you that if you are asked for a donation and are willing to give, please ask the person to give their request in writing to the Working Committee office, and please make your donation into the Village Development Account 251-470. The donation would be then handed over to the party by the Working Committee. And this way it becomes a donation from Oroville as a whole and not from units, services, activities or individuals. This will also reduce the demands made on individuals and units by village-related persons, parties. And Oroville Health Center informs us that there will be a repeat bone density camp on Thursday 29th of August from 10 a.m. onward at, of course, Oroville Health Center. They ask you to register your name at the reception if you're interested. And phone numbers are 262-2221, 262-2123, 262-22018. At Sri Aurobindo Auditorium, there will screen tomorrow at 7:45 Tai Shaebar, directed by Grishi Kasaravali. At Sadhana Forest at Eco Club, also tomorrow at 7 p.m., we can see an excerpt from Peace vs. Pills workshop, edited Luis von Calvina, and after they will screen documentary 180 Sound Conquerors for the Useless, directed by Chris Morley from USA. At Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall at 8 p.m. tonight, we can see French comedy, Just Like Brothers, which was made in France in 2012 by director Hugo Gélin. And on Saturday, they will screen an international drama history thriller, Argo, made in USA in 2012 with director Ben Affleck. At Children's Film on Sunday at 4:30 p.m., they will screen animation Dinosaur, which was made in 2011 in USA by director The Tilford Brothers. And later on at Shakespeare on Screen Festival Part 1 at Cine Club at 8 p.m. we can see drama War, Kumo no Sujo, Throne of Blood, which was made in Japan in 1957 by famous director Akira Kurosawa. The mother wrote, "Whatever work you do, do it as perfectly as you can. That is the best service to the divine in man." Thank you for listening us, and you can contact us on oroville.org.